Good morning, everybody. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. On the Friday before Memorial Day weekend, I guess this kind of kicks it off, doesn't it? As we head into the weekend, remembering and honoring those who gave their lives serving our country. And we appreciate each and every one of them. And I know loved ones everywhere that have lost them during battle. Certainly remember them on this weekend, and we honor them this weekend as well. All right, the weather looks good. It'll be good and hot, that's for sure. We are going to be sunny and warm today and a high of 89 in our forecast, as Michael mentioned. Pretty warm throughout the Memorial Day weekend. All right, big news locally has to do with the Champaign County Nursing Home, the sale of the Champaign County Nursing Home. Long, winding road to get there. So we'll talk about that off the top today. We'll also talk about the national scene, things going on nationally. President Trump saying yesterday he was going to cancel or not go to the summit in Singapore with the North Korean leader. Now the North Koreans say, well, hey, we're still willing to talk if you want to continue talking. So we'll follow that story for you today. Later on in the hour, we'll have open line here for about 45 minutes or so, and then we'll visit with Randy Blackman, who's the retiring soccer coach at Urbana High School. He's the guy that's been the only coach they've ever had in soccer. So we'll have him on very late in the show, the first hour. The second hour is Flashback Friday. We'll tell you about what that is going to be involved with right before the top of the hour here in this first hour, just before 10 o'clock. And then we'll have some fun in hour number two, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. So we'll get it all started after this opening timeout. We'll talk about the nursing home to start it off after this. 9:10 here on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS, Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, his family company. Workers all get full benefits, 401ks. They've been with the company for many years. This is Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog. Just saw Corey and Melissa the other night. They were out at our Kiwanis Tom Jones Challenger League helping out as buddies, so we appreciate that. But the crew there, company employees, been with the company for many years, and because of that, they're incentivized to do a great job for you. In fact, Swanson Roofing guarantees the workmanship for the lifetime of your roof, and the materials they use are guaranteed for 50 years. And even if you didn't get your roof done by Swanson Roofing before, they're happy to help. They'll take a look at it. They'll give you a free estimate. Give them a call, 217-355-ROOF. The roofing dog providing services in Champaign, Vermilion, Ford, and McLean counties. And worked with Corey before. He'll come out. He'll look at it. He may tell you, hey, you've got a couple of years left, actually. But you don't know. I mean, they're unknown. Maybe you have a longer life with your roof than you realize. But if you don't, maybe they can make some repairs. Maybe they can give you a free estimate. They will do that. And you can be set and have some peace of mind when it comes to your roof. So Swanson Roofing, the roofing dog, 217-355-ROOF. Or visit theroofingdog.com. Champaign County Nursing Home will be privately owned come August. They followed months of debate and deliberations. Big crowd last night. Board Champaign County Board voting 15-6 to authorize the sale of the financially challenged home to Extended Care Clinical, LLC, and Altitude Health Services, both headquartered in Evanston, Illinois. Purchase price, $11 million. Proposal required a supermajority of at least 14 votes to pass, according to an opinion from Champaign County State's Attorney Julia Reitz. Remember, they were waiting on that as of yesterday about this time. But all 10 Republican board members supported the sale, joined by Democrats Patsy Petry, Geraldo Rosales, Chris Storr, Shauna Jo Cruz, and Pius Weibel, the board chair. So all that happened last night. Your thoughts on it? Let's get to it with Scott. Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Brian?
Good.
I just wanted to thank the so many, many people and recognize some of them that came together to help get the nursing home sold. You know, I've been privileged to be the spokesman for half a dozen or so referenda, but there's so much more to it than meets the eye. And, you know, in our this referendum, Stan Harper, for example, was a one-man fundraising machine. The Farm Bureau, the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce helped out a lot, Mark Sheldon, and others. But that was, you know, really just the beginning. And after that, if you think about the massive undertaking that this was for Champaign County staff, I mean, and Deb Busey, of course, kind of rode it to the finish. We got started under Rick Snyder. But it's been amazing to me how many really large projects that Debussy has seen through to completion, and the amount of work that had to be done on this by her and Van Anderson and Tammy Ogden and so many other county employees, Reitz's office. And then you think about the work that Pius Weibel and Patsy Petrie and Goss and Rector and some of the others that really took leadership roles. They really took a lot of arrows, you know, and took a lot of abuse from the public and some of their colleagues, and spent so many hours and so much blood, sweat, and tears to try to make sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed, and no stones left unturned. I think because of all of the things that all these people did, I think the public can really rest assured that the decision was sound and that it was a good thing. And, you know, another thing that I think it was just a great aspect of it is how many other community leaders showed up at the meeting. You know, you had a lot of former county board members in addition to me, Steve Beckett, Barb Wysocki, Brenda McGinty, Al Nudo, Steve Mosier, hope I haven't missed any. You also had the likes of Laurel Prussing and Jacobson from the Urbana City Council all in support. And Gordy Halton did an enormous amount of work behind the scenes that I think is kind of perhaps a preview of his effectiveness and potential value to the county if he gets elected to the countywide elected executive position this fall. And it was just a great night. You know, it was a great night for all of the stakeholders of the Champaign County Nursing Home, the residents, the taxpayers, and quite frankly, all of the county employees, including those at the nursing home. I think this was just a critical, important step forward, and I just applaud everybody and want to congratulate everybody on a job well done at the county there.
Well, I guess there was some drama, right, along during the day because they were waiting on Julia Reitz to say how many votes they needed. And then did one of the Democrats change their vote or flip or to give them the 15?
Well, I don't think it was a firm number until late in the day. I had heard rumors that it might be 15, that it might be 16, that it might only be 14. So I think there was some last-minute wringing of hands, and it's understandable. This was a very big decision. It's very momentous. There's a lot at stake, and some drama. There were a number of emails that wasn't reported in the newspapers much, but there were a flurry of emails throughout the county, you know, between employees and county board members and outside people, you know, an intense lobbying effort to try to derail the approval, scuttle the deal, cast doubt, and create fear, and it almost worked. But fortunately, I'm biased, but I think the truth prevailed. I think the voters won, the democracy won, and the truth won.
Yeah. Was there a sense that the buyer would, if this was going to be delayed another month, would maybe walk away? Was there a sense of that?
There definitely was. They actually paused the meeting to contact legal counsel, and the legal counsel basically indicated that, you know, there was a 90-day time period on the earnest money check, and if that expires, it's really a difficult process of essentially starting over from square one to get them to come back to the table, because you've effectively voted no on the deal once, and it, you know, there's a lot of risk involved with this for the buyer, and when things start getting shaky and you don't feel like you can trust the other side anymore, it's really hard to move forward with something. So yeah. It was, the attorneys made it clear that there really needed to be either up or down, yes or no, last night.
Okay. Hey, Scott, thank you for your thoughts today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. You have thoughts, too. Feel free to send those along. Vote last night was 15-6, 135 people packing the meeting room at the Brookings Center for the vote. Tim Mitchell has coverage in the News Gazette today. It was in April of 2017, that's over a year ago, that voters gave the county board the authority to sell the nursing home. But it wasn't until January 9th that the board approved seeking proposals from interested buyers. Some Democrats on the board fought the idea, contending that voters in their districts opposed selling the home, while those in mostly rural Republican districts supported it. So there was a lot of back and forth, twists and turns along the way. But again, pretty historic, I guess, in the sense that the county now selling to a private operator of the Champaign County Nursing Home, and that'll be come August. I think Deb Busey in that article talks about the sale closing July 31. Anyway, 356-9397. Steve Beckett was on our morning show earlier this morning, and this runs a couple of minutes, and Steve always admire his knowledge, but also very common sense, I think, in his approach to life and politics in general. I thought this pretty much summed it up. It runs a couple of minutes, but he was on earlier this morning with Dave and Elizabeth, if you missed it.
There was drama, I guess I would say. I was presently surprised and would give a shout-out to the Democrats that I think saw the reality of the situation. It's a difficult, if not impossible, position to be in. If you love the nursing home, as I do, you know, I obviously feel responsible for its creation and being and lived through it, etc. Several other county board members who spoke last night did. But I think the nursing home industry has changed. I think our society has changed. I think that we are, I don't know what the right word is, we're healthier longer, or the way we're not healthy is different for us boomers. We're staying home a lot longer than perhaps the generation before us did. We don't move into nursing homes. We have home health care a lot more than I think our parents or our grandparents did. The private pay population at the nursing home is much, much different than it was when I first came on the county board in 2000. You have the problems with the state and the payment of Medicaid. The county board has tried 85 different ways to solve the problem, none of which has worked. And eventually there's just, I think, a common sense to it that the money, the economics just don't work. And we're not, none of us on the county board are capable of managing this. We've tried and we can't. It's just best to turn it over to the industry and have them do it. And as the group that I was involved with, the bipartisan group of former county board members, that there are beds there that we need to save in the community. If that nursing home closes and you lose those beds, you have to go through a process to get them back. And we were worried about that.
That's Steve Beckett on the morning show earlier this morning with his thoughts. Of course, former county board member, Democrat, and was working on the committee, as he said, of former county board members to kind of work through all of this. So the county nursing home is sold and will be in private hands as of August 1. All right, that's kind of the big story locally. We've got more to come on Penny for Your Thoughts, more open line time. If you have some thoughts on this, or if there's another topic you want to bring up, certainly feel free to do that. Illini baseball last night lost to Minnesota, got shut out, so the Illini will play this evening against Indiana again at 7:30, an elimination game, trying to get to tomorrow at the Big Ten tournament, but I think they're in pretty good shape for the NCAA. And Illini men's golf scheduled to get underway today out in Stillwater, Oklahoma, the NCAA championships coming up later today. 9:22, we'll take a break. Your phone calls, emails, and texts. We have Flashback Friday. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll have some fun heading into the Memorial Day weekend. And Randy Blackman, the only soccer coach Urbana High's ever had, he'll join us towards the end of this hour and talk about his career. We'll congratulate him, and we'll do all that next as we go straight ahead here on a Friday. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400. How has your week been going heading into the Memorial Day weekend? Thanks to the American Legion folks for being here yesterday. We had Poppy Day here at our back door at our studios downtown. So thank you to all those folks. Hey, Memorial Day, of course, means a lot of things. One thing that does happen, people do have sales, Memorial Day sale, and Mike Namoff over at This Is It Furniture. But Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, those stores are together over at the Country Fair Shopping Center now, that's off of Mattis there in Springfield. Their Memorial Day sale is happening today, starting here this morning. Have a 50% off mattress sale, Mike says, that is 100% a deal at Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. They'll feature closeouts, different floor samples from Spring Air Back Supporter, Chatham & Wells, therapeutic, naturopedic, and more. Good news is, anytime you think about buying a mattress, you think, okay, how am I going to get it home? Well, they'll have delivery available for immediate delivery. And the other question is, well, can I finance that? Yes, you can. Financing available for payment options. So you got 50% off. You've got some closeouts and different floor samples, some great products, high-end products. Delivery available for immediate delivery. And financing available for payment options. Get there early for your best selection. And when you're in there, check out the reveal machine. It'll get the right mattress just for you. You know, you like a firm mattress, soft mattress. I'm a soft mattress guy. But you can find out where your pressure points are. That'll help. Carbon Cool scented pillows. Run by the store. It's under the same roof now as This Is It Furniture. Country Fair Shopping Center location. 50% off. 100% a deal, immediate delivery, financing available. And Mike, Big Mike, sent me a photo of the layout of the showroom, and it's like, wow, you won't believe all that's available. There's no other store like it in this area. So I hope you'll check it out. Memorial Day weekend, you get great personal service, attention to detail, one-on-one service with Big Mike and his team. Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, right there with This Is It Furniture. Take advantage of the 50% off mattress sale. It's always a big deal. 356-9397 is the phone number. Your thoughts on the sale of the nursing home. Maybe something else you want to talk about. We can certainly do that. We're not limiting it to that here on an open line. Had the celebration last night, or at least the memory walk down memory lane for the folks over at Dr. Howard yesterday. A little bit of a sidebar story to that was in the News Gazette today, and our newsroom's been covering as well. Some Champaign Unit 4 teachers say they're not being fairly compensated for time spending moving in and out of Dr. Howard School and the Columbia Center as the construction musical chairs continue, but Unit 4 says both sides settled that issue a long time ago. Champaign Federation of Teachers yesterday filing an unfair labor practice charge with the state's Educational Labor Relations Board. That board will now hear both sides decide if any punishment is warranted. The teachers union says Unit 4 is refusing to bargain on how teachers will get paid for move time, but the district points to a 2013 signed agreement, which came about as Kerry Busey's school was moving to Savoy. The document says teachers can get paid for two more days or take two professional leave days. Unit 4 says other building moves since then. It's continued to honor those terms. So a little back and forth there to a sidebar story to the story we had for you yesterday about Dr. Howard. All right, let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Awesome out here today. Was there a spy in the Trump campaign?
Was there a spy?
I mean, yeah, well, what's up with that story? Wouldn't it be like one of the biggest stories in history?
That's what they're checking into, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, it just seems like, I mean, I can't blame you, I guess. I mean, but the media, it was just like, you know, a little mention. That's about it, you know. But wouldn't that be like one of the biggest stories ever?
Well, yeah, could become that. They've gotten the classified briefings in. So,
right, you believe the media let that happen?
Will they let it happen? I don't know. Maybe by osmosis it'll just happen.
Yeah, I got a guess on that one. I don't think they'll let it happen. I think they'll make it a blurb, no matter how major it is. They've been in the fix since the beginning.
That they'll just dismiss it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They already have.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? They already have. It should be one of the biggest stories in history already. Just the fact that they think there was. And, well, I mean, Trump, I guess they say they can prove it. And, you know, it's just they've already let it not be a story.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how far it goes. I mean, it's...
I think we have.
I think it's got more legs than you think, though. So, okay?
We'll see.
Thank you, Don.
All right.
9:30 here at DWS. Flashback Friday coming up in the second hour. Tell you about that. Randy Blackman, a longtime soccer coach, 30-plus years, 3 decades at Urbana High, will join us for a few minutes at the end of this hour. But we still have more time for open line talk. If you'd like to do that, bring up your topic. It's your forum right now, the open line forum, the open microphone. And we'll come back with more. Michael Kaiser News Update And then we roll on a Friday after this. Penny, for your thoughts, glad you're with us today on this Friday. You're going to easing our way into the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people take off today, too, do you think, or they just start driving today? There are going to be a lot of people traveling, as you know. The Memorial Day travel survey, according to TripAdvisor, found the travel will be up by 6% from last year. Nearly one-third of Americans will be on the road traveling this holiday weekend, up 24% from last year. 74% of those surveyed said they'll be doing it by car. 90% say the increase in gas prices recently will not affect their plans. And you can do with these numbers what you want, but it says for those getting away for the holiday weekend, 26% going to the beach or ocean, 24% visiting a city, 12% going to the mountains, 11% going to a lake, 9% visiting a national park. Some of the numbers on people traveling this weekend on Memorial Day. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can always text us, always open there, 217-351-5357. Or you can email us, talk@wdws.com. We started with the Champaign County Nursing Home. That's a big story locally, but the floor is yours. We can move on to other topics here as we work our way through this half hour. Randy Blackman will join us towards the end of the hour, and then we'll do our Flashback Friday. Got an email in, says, nice to see the Democrats show up at the party and decide to be fiscally responsible to the county. It's a shame they wasted so much of the taxpayers' money over the last year trying to be nice. Now, he says, if we can just get them to quit taxing everything we do to build their utopia. That's an email in on talk@wdws.com. A little bit of a note in history today. 1961, this is the day that JFK, President John F. Kennedy, asked the nation to work toward putting a man on the moon before the end of the decade. And it was 50 years ago today. The St. Louis Gateway Arch was officially dedicated. You ever been up there? It is pretty interesting. Gateway Arch, dedicated 50 years ago today, 1968, the Gateway to the West. And let's see, birthdays today, Mike Myers, star of the Austin Power movies, Saturday Night Live, and so forth, 55 today. Anne Hesch is 49. And let's see, this is the day in 1951, Willie Mays, Say Hey, the Say Hey Kid, made his major league debut with baseball's New York Giants. And this is also the day in 1965 that Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston 1 minute into the first round in their rematch for Muhammad Ali's heavyweight title. And a couple of TV notes. This day, 1992, Tonight Show with Jay Leno debuted after Johnny Carson's retirement. And in 2011, the last episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show aired after 25 years. It's been 7 years ago now in 2011. I don't know if you heard the news at the bottom of the hour, but Harvey Weinstein facing criminal sex act and rape charges in a New York court. The official says the film producer will be charged with committing a criminal sex act in a 2004 encounter. The official says the rape charge is related to a woman who has not spoken publicly or has been identified. Weinstein's lawyers have said allegations that he forced himself on women were false. He surrendered to police early this morning, expected to be in court later in the day. And Don mentioned the classified briefings, Republican Democratic lawmakers getting classified briefings about the origins of the FBI investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Democrats emerging from the meeting saying they saw no evidence to support Republican allegations the FBI acted inappropriately, although they did express concern about the presence of a White House lawyer at the briefing on Thursday. The Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, told Fox News he had learned nothing particularly surprising, but declined to go into detail. So those are a couple of national stories that are happening here that has been talked about both locally and nationally. 356-9397 is the phone number today. Hey, if you're looking to get a home and maybe you don't know what you're pre-approved for, we can help with that. Damian Spencer at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal in Champaign. He's worked with our friends Steve and Pam Starwalt at Keller Williams for 10 years. Damian himself has been in the mortgage business for over 20. And today's Friday. You want to go looking maybe at homes over the weekend. Don't know what size or amount of mortgage you might be pre-approved for. Well, you can find that out today. They can get that to you today. How about that for service? If you're transitioning from one home to another, or you're just out looking for a new home in a new location, maybe you got a new job and requires you to move, call 239-7156. If you have questions about how much you need to buy a home, how much is needed for your mortgage, what's your credit rating, how you doing on that? Damian at Fisher National Bank can help with that. They also have locations in not only in Champaign, but Mahomet and Fisher. But make sure you give Steve and Pam Starwalt at Keller Williams, husband and wife team we've talked about, give them a call, 239-7156. They'll get you lined up with Damian at Fisher National Bank, 1710 South Neal in Champaign. 9:40 here at DWS. We'll come back with more. Randy Blackman will join us here in just a little bit. And we'll continue here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Flashback Friday in the next hour on DWS. All right. Now, if you went to Urbana High School, you know that, right? That's a fight song. So that's appropriate, I thought, with Randy Blackman coming in. Of course, the Urbana soccer coach. What is it, 32, 33 years? I've read both.
32 years as soccer coach, 33 years at Urbana High School.
Yeah, and the only soccer coach they've had, right?
For the boys,
yeah,
that is
for the
correct.
Boys. Okay, and you've also coached the girls, too, right?
I coached the girls for a total of 15 years, and my longtime assistant for boys and girls, who also was the girls' head coach for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And he's sitting here.
Craig Huff, yeah.
Craig Huff, okay. Good to see you. You're just observing today. You're not going to...
I'm there as
an assistant. You're in the background. That's right. Well, great to have you here. Congratulations
thanks for having me, Brian.
On a great career and wow. I mean, when soccer, did you start the soccer program, or did they? I mean, how did that work? How did it even start?
Well, the position was up. I think Little Illini Soccer Club had put seed money in for both the Champaign schools in 1985, I believe, and in 1986 they put seed money for Urbana to start theirs in 1986. The position was available, so nobody had applied, so I applied.
And you got the job, and did you think, I'll try this for a year and see how it goes?
I did, and yeah. I didn't perform very well, actually, the first year, but as I told the players, we're going to do it my way, and if my way's wrong, everyone will know it's my fault. And so everyone knew it was my fault, but we got it corrected by the next year.
So where did you play? Did you move from different places over the years, or?
We played really on the front side off of Washington Street the first year, which is the girls' softball field, and it was way too small. And then in 87, where the swimming pool is, and between the middle school and the high school, it's now just a parking lot. That was a field at that time. Mm-hmm. We were there in 87. And then finally in 88, the old baseball field at Urbana High School is where we were for quite a while.
Yeah, and they've got the big new football stadium now. Do you guys play on that at all, or is that...
We do every now and then. We do play on the football field every now and then, but most of the time we're on the soccer field.
We're here with Randy Blackman. If you have any thoughts for him, any well wishes, maybe you played soccer for him all those years over the last 30-plus years, feel free to jump in here. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, and email us talk@wdws.com. Now, Sunday, the 27th, the Urbana Soccer Boosters and community honoring Coach Blackman. May 27th is designated as Randy Blackman Day in Urbana, as proclaimed by the mayor. Well, that's a big honor.
Yeah. That's very nice, and I'm a little shocked.
Now, there's going to be a celebration at the Hudson Farm. Where is that?
Hudson Farms is just... east on Windsor, just past High Cross Road. You go out about a mile and a half, I think maybe 2 miles, and then you would take a right going south, And it's a lovely place, and they've been so gracious in offering their facility to have a celebration for a soccer celebration for Urbana.
All right, Urbana alums, teachers, and so forth will be there. Also, they're doing an event at Bunny's on tonight for the 25th. But the event on the 27th here at Hudson Farm, attempting to raise money for the Blackman Scholarship to fund some deserving Urbana youth to attend Parkland College. Your wife works at Parkland, right?
She does. She works at Parkland, and all three of my children attended Parkland at different stages in their education, and I think it's a wonderful local school, and I just think it would be, I feel blessed that there's going to be a scholarship in my mm-hmm. name.
So if people want to come to the event, they can help
absolutely.
With that? Yeah.
We'd love to have anyone that would love to come.
Mm-hmm. What time? Do we know what time it is?
The event, they're going to have games or outdoor games from 5 to 7, and the event begins at 7 o'clock.
Okay. At the Hudson Farm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's be great, and if people want to help and donate money to that scholarship in your honor, that would be great. Soccer has grown over all these years. Has it grown as much as we think it has in the 30 years?
Absolutely it has. It's huge. The last 5 years at Urbana, we've had well over 60 kids trying out for soccer for the boys program, which is consistently very high. And it's grown tremendously in this country. Mm-hmm. I know the U.S. didn't make the World Cup this time, but
yeah.
But the players today, the average player today is superior to what they were in the 80s and early 90s. It has grown.
Yeah.
Both male and female.
And the players, I'm sure, have gotten more skilled over time, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because they watch a lot of soccer. They play it. I mean, you can't drive anywhere on a Saturday morning or some evening, and you got hundreds of kids running around playing soccer.
I think it's a great for them to develop physically, both from a cardiovascular and just to become more agile. I just think it's a wonderful sport for them.
I think I've got the numbers. I looked up some of the numbers. Over 400 wins, 425, I think, at maybe more than that, plus another 167 with a girls squad, 19 regional titles, 4 sectional titles, 3 state appearances. I know reading about you, you said, hey, the biggest thing is you just love to coach the kids.
I do. I enjoy it, and just reminiscing about some things. I think some of my favorite things of just watching kids come together and be able to play well, and see them. And almost every team has that opportunity where they just are able to play well. And you get to watch that in a lot of sports. Also in basketball, they get to see that sometimes when they just play so well. And it's a pleasure to watch something like that. I remember watching the U of I team in basketball when they made it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. It was pretty to watch. And we've had those kinds of experiences as well.
Yeah, when teams are when you have good – not only good teams talent-wise, but when there is good chemistry and teamwork as a coach, that has to make you the most satisfied, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we've had that quite often, mm-hmm. so we've been blessed with that.
Before we let you go, Randy Blackman, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to try to take it a little bit easier. I enjoy being outdoors, so I'm going to play some golf, a little more golf, and I'm going to take a little more time to spend with my grandchildren and hopefully do some traveling with my wife.
Yeah. I got a text from your son-in-law.
Oh,
Evan.
Did you? Yeah.
I know Evan.
They just got in town the other day, and so along with their grandchildren. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to spending time with them.
He didn't tell me first that you're his father-in-law.
Oh,
he said you were a legend. I mean, that's pretty nice to, you know.
Well, he's a great guy.
Evan and Rebecca, yeah, we've known them for several years. So anyway, well, thanks for being on, and congratulations. And, again, you can help out. Go to the Hudson Farm coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock. If you'd like to contribute or just visit with, inviting Urbana alums and educators and so forth to celebrate with Randy Blackman. So Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
All right. They can check it out on the Facebook page, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations. We'll take a break. Back with more in just a moment. 9:55 here on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. If you've ever been in a accident, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair is a full-service collision repair facility. We certainly hope you don't need it, but it can happen. So Dave Miller and Bill Gallo, passionate about their business. They truly care. The big thing is when you have an accident, there's about 15 different things going through your mind. And the last thing you want to be thinking about is dealing with the insurance and what am I going to do about my car and how long am I going to miss my car. I mean, you know all that stuff that happens. I've had it happen a couple of times. It's not good. They also work on little repairs, like I told you about last time where I backed out of the garage and took off the mirror on the driver's side. That's a problem. They can fix that for you. So contact them. They're located there on along I-74, the frontage road there between Neal and Prospect. You can go to gallomiller.com, check out their website. Just kind of get that number and that contact information in your head. Free estimates are always offered, so you can take it there and say, what is this going to cost me, by the way? They know what a hassle it can be. It's the last place you want to be, but hey, when you need them, they are there. So we trust you'll go there. Dave Miller and Bill Gallo, Gallo Miller Paint and Collision Repair. Contact them, look for them, gallomiller.com, on the south side of I-74 between Neal and Prospect. All right, 956-356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. The text line, 3515-357. Hope you enjoyed our visit there with Randy Blackman for a few minutes, retiring soccer coach at Urbana High. Seemed like everybody over in Urbana knew who he was. So a pretty important guy and a great career over there at Urbana. All right, our Flashback Friday topic today, and you can call us. You can think about it over the news programming here for the next few minutes. Since everybody's graduating, you know, we're talking about colleges, but high schools in particular. I've got a daughter graduating next Tuesday. Senior year in high school, and this can be on multiple levels. Doesn't have to be one thing. Anything that stands out to you, remember about your senior year in high school. Graduation ceremony, anything unusual happen? Did you go on a great senior trip? Any senior memories from that last year in high school? Did you participate in senior skip day? What about senior traditions that maybe your school did when you were a senior? Do you have a favorite teacher from your school that particularly as a senior helped send you on your way to your future? Was there a senior prank you were involved in? Talking about seniors in high school, what do you remember about that? Were you the homecoming king or queen, prom, the dress you wore for prom? Are you just glad it was over senior year? That's a lot of people. Couldn't wait to get out, right? That's our Flashback Friday today. So just with schools graduating, everybody's got graduates. What you remember about that? I'll share a couple of mine. I've got a couple of people going to help at the beginning just to kind of give you an idea of the topic. And again, this can be multi-layered, multifaceted, so it doesn't have to be one particular area. But if you've got something falling under any of those categories in regards to your senior year in high school, we'll take those on our Flashback Friday here coming up after the news at 10 o'clock. Again, the ways you can join us, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. Go ahead and get those in if you'd like to during the news, 351-5357. And you can email us at talk@wdws.com. Again, the big sale of the Champaign County Nursing Home headlined our local news today. Talked a little bit about the classified documents that the congressmen and congresswomen are looking at in regards to the Russian case. Talked a little bit about Dr. Howard and Unit 4 during this first hour today. And, of course, a visit with Randy Blackman from Urbana High School, who is retiring as the soccer coach there after three decades. Flashback Friday is next, our last hour of the last Friday of the month. We just made the cutoff because next Friday is June 1st. So it is today. So we hope you'll join us one way or the other here in the next hour. Jim Lewis, our producer today, back after the news, WDWS Champaign-Urbana. And our topic today, we'll tell you here momentarily. Let me give you the phone numbers again, 356-9397. I'll remind you of the topic anyway, 351-5357 on the text line. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. Of course, a lot of graduations. I have a daughter graduating from Centennial on Tuesday night. And Flashback Friday today, we'll kind of focus on being a senior, senior year of high school. We have three participants here at the beginning. If you'd like to send yours in here as we get rolling, I learned on the farm sometimes you have to kind of prime the pump a little bit just to give people an idea of what we're talking about here. But basically, your senior year in high school, graduation ceremony, anything unusual happen? Did you have a senior trip? Any senior memories? Any senior pranks? Senior traditions? Did you do skip day? Were you the homecoming king or queen? Any great memories being a senior in high school, or were you just like, man, I'm glad it's over? That may have been the case with some of you out there. But give us a call on those, text or email, and you can jump in here for this next hour. All right, let's go ladies first. Elizabeth Hess.
Yeah.
Our morning show.
Class of 89, Urbana
yeah.
High School.
Okay.
When Harry Met Sally came out, and I remember seeing it at the Thunderbird, and that was, to this day, my favorite movie of all time. So I just remember going with a group of girlfriends. That's what you did.
As a senior.
As a senior,
yeah.
And, I mean, Urbana High School, my memories, you know that last day you're clearing out your locker, you got the big trash cans in the hallway, you're signing yearbooks. I mean, don't you feel like that was just yesterday and yet a little longer than that for most of us?
I just remember the last couple of days before that, you were like looking at the weather outside. You're like, get me out of here.
Yeah, right? And you watched the clock. You didn't do any heavy studying. Did
senioritis,
you?
Did you have it that bad?
So much. I mean, high school wasn't my thing, so I couldn't wait to just like say goodbye and never look back.
All right. Jim Rosso, director of news.
I feel like a foreigner here because I was not from the area, right?
Oh,
Jim
right.
Lewis and Elizabeth Hess and you, Brian. Mm-hmm. Clayton High School, suburb of St. Louis.
Yes.
1983. I have a sad story. All right, so we were a baseball school, right? As a junior,
yes.
We finished second in state. Pretty
nice.
Cool going into our senior year. And each year at the end, about Memorial Day weekend, we got to play at Busch Stadium. But our coach said, do not play any other sports while you're playing baseball. And a bunch of us were like, he won't notice we're playing basketball every night in the school gym. And he warned us over and over and over, right? So one night we're playing basketball, a bunch of us baseball players, and we see up in the balcony the coach.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Adzik, that's all I remember. This was 5 days before we got to go to Busch Stadium and play. And you know what? He didn't let us play.
He didn't let
Devastation.
You play at Busch Stadium.
So
you
we
weren't allowed?
No. He would warn us, do not play other sports during baseball. And he stuck to his word, and we had to go as fans to watch the Clayton Greyhounds play at Busch Stadium.
Hmm.
Painful.
It was really painful. I'm not over
I
it
guess.
Yet. I'm not over it yet today,
I
Elizabeth.
See that.
That's all I got, Brian. Sorry about that.
All right.
That.
Hey, that's okay. You remember your graduation, though, right?
Barely.
Barely?
Really. I think I was up to no good
yeah.
in high school.
Brian, did you all go walk at the assembly hall at the time, or did you? Or was that not a thing when you graduated?
From high school?
Yeah.
From Unity High School?
Yeah. Did you not come
no.
into town? And
no, no. We were down at what's now Hicks Field.
Okay.
Yeah, we were outside.
Okay. We got the big pomp and circuit. Was that just because it's in Champaign-Urbana, I guess? A girl fell down the stairs. I do remember that. While she was walking, she got her arm, the sleeve caught on it, and tumbled down the stairs.
Really?
But she's a local
yeah.
businesswoman who advertises on our station, so I won't out her as having fallen down the stairs.
All right, and Jim Lewis. Now, is tomorrow your last Saturday morning?
Tomorrow, yeah, that's the plan. That'll be my last Saturday morning. And then Blake Landell will take over from there. So.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
20 years of doing Saturdays, yeah.
So when did you graduate?
1995, Muhammad Seymour.
And, oh, you're just young.
I'm just a kid.
Yeah. So what, senior memory, any?
I remember graduation. There was always something, the actual graduation ceremony, something always happened. And the year I graduated, somebody had snuck frogs into graduation. Just, you know, small frogs you'd find by the pond or the lake. And they were getting tossed around a little bit during graduation.
During the graduation.
During the ceremony, yeah. Somebody.
In Muhammad.
In the gym, yeah. So I just threw it, and the gal that was sitting next to me kind of freaked a little bit because it landed right at her feet. She freaked a little bit.
Wow.
I remember that part of it.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, that's a good memory. So that's sort of the storyline here this second hour. So anything else you guys want to add? This is your big moment.
Now I feel like we need to spend our life's mission getting Jim Rosso on the field at Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I got to play as a junior there.
Okay.
So it wasn't, you know.
It wasn't a total loss.
Right.
Yeah, but it's your senior year.
Yeah, I wanted to go out in the blaze of glory.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Got a lot of texts coming in. We'll get to those. Phone calls, welcome, 356-9397. Doesn't have to be in one specific area. Anything regarding your senior year, how you felt about it, were you excited to get out, pranks, frogs loose at the ceremony, things like that. We can do all of that here this hour. Just have some fun going into this Memorial Day weekend. We'll get it all going again after this at 10:16. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts on a Flashback Friday, 356-9397 is how you can join us. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us, talk@wdws.com. All right, this is about your senior year, what you remember, your last year in school, whatever year that might have been, but your senior year, of course, very special, your final year. Got a text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line from James in Pasotum. He said, I graduated from Unity with your brother, Andy, 1995. At that time, there was a nice brick sign out front that had the school name as well as an indication it was dedicated by the class of 1965. A few friends and I, your brother was not involved. Okay, that's good. Went out one senior night and chiseled off the six, turned it upside down and glued it back on so it said from the class of 1995. Took a couple of weeks for the faculty to recognize it, but when they did, it was promptly corrected and the numbers reinforced. We tried again, he says. I think it was has to be one of the best class pranks in Unity High School history. How about that? Flipping the 6 to a 9. Class pranks are good, too. If you want to go down that path, we can do that. Or a favorite teacher from your senior year or from school, you can pass those along, 356-9397. On the phone lines, you can email us, talk@wdws.com. Let's see here. A text from Benny says, I played football for the Centennial Chargers. My senior year, my position was defensive end. It was a backup. The Chargers won the Big 12 championship. Went to the IHSA playoffs for the first time in school history, 1984. I was also on the homecoming court. It was an enjoyable senior year. So there's a couple of the examples that have come in here early on. We're at 10:20 here on DWS, 356-9397. I do remember trying to think if we'd, the ground, if it had rained. We had our graduation on the football field there at Unity High School. And it rained or something. I remember some of the girls there, maybe some of them were wearing high heels. Their shoes, I think, sunk into the mud, if you will, or from the turf as a result of that. So that was pretty strange. I think it was pretty hot, too, if I remember that. And I'm trying to think, in that senior year, I remember we had a like an award ceremony. I assume most schools still do that. I was at one the other day. But the award ceremony, a couple of awards I got that I didn't expect. So that was kind of a surprise. I remember thinking about that. So if you have one, 356-9397, you can phone those in. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. You can email us at talk@wdws.com. This reminder from Busey, the Busey's social media followers can enter to win in a familiar favorite, a new giveaway throughout 2018. You can connect with at Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebies, two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams has helped three families realize their dreams, whether your dream is a college degree, vacation getaway, or a home remodel. Busey wants to help fulfill your dreams in 2018. And here's how so-called dreamers can enter to win a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook. Share your dreams each month with a photo and story. And the dream of the most likes in Busey's Facebook photo album wins a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. One winner chosen monthly through December of this year. For rules, you can visit Busey.com/150. And Friday Freebie returns on June the 22nd. First person As you connect with Busey on Facebook, look for that. Post your guess. First person to guess correctly or the closest guess that doesn't go over wins a $100 digital gift card. And again, those dates for Friday Freebie from Busey, June 22, August 3rd, and October 19th. For rules, again, visit busey.com/150. All right, we're at 10:23. We'll take a break. Keep it going here on Flashback Friday. What about high school senior year? What do you remember? Anything strange happened at your graduation? What do you remember about all of that? Do you have a senior trip? How about that? You can talk about that. Yeah, give us all those. Get to take a break here. We'll get your input and keep it going here on Friday. Flashback Friday, DWS. Memorial Day weekend. Penny, for your thoughts here on this Flashback Friday, senior day, or senior memories, or what you did right after graduation. I mean, there's not one stream here we can go down. You can go down a variety of ways, whether it was a prank you remember, or what you remember about your graduation, something goofy. I mean, Jim Lewis talked about frogs running loose at the Muhammad, 95? Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian.
What do you got for me?
Brian, my senior year, my 18th birthday, which is today. It's my birthday today. Oh. So I went through the school and I asked anybody that wanted to go with me if they want to go see a Chicago White Sox game with the Cleveland Indians. So I got three or four people that went up to Chicago in my 56 Pontiac Chieftain.
Yeah.
And we saw Dick Allen hit a home run off the center field scoreboard in about the 11th or 12th inning to beat the Indians. So that was a memorable event. And a couple of the co-captains of the baseball team got stripped of their co-captainship for taking off with me.
Wow. So this was during a school day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We skipped school.
Yeah.
But my father graduated in 39, and his classmates disassembled the principal's car and reassembled it on the roof of the school building.
Now, see, I've got it. It's funny, Brian, you mentioned that, because somebody just texted in and said, great senior day when the principal stomped into his office the day after we put the car on the roof.
Yeah,
so there were more than one somebody did that.
Yeah, back then, you know, it was a Model T or something. It wasn't all that hard to disassemble. But the principal was not amused. And, some of the people that did that, some of the people in my father's class actually went to the war not long after that. And some of them actually got killed.
Hmm.
My father was in World War II also, so, you know, how quickly you can go from the innocent days of high school to, you know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So, and you mentioned what year you graduated?
I graduated in 1972 at Urbana High School.
72.
It was a totally different place back then, you know. A lot of things have changed over the years, but.
Sure.
Now, my next reunion will be the 50th.
Well, hope you. I know you're going to make it there. So, hey, Brian, thanks.
Okay.
Very good. Unity class of 82. Yes, it was very hot at our graduation, Brian. Would have to look back in the yearbook for awards, et cetera. My memory's not as good as yours. Well, I remember at least it was hot and a little muddy, I think. Bill, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I graduated in 1960 from St. Bede's up in Peru, Illinois. It was an all-boys school, then now co-ed. But every year the senior class would go to Springfield, Illinois, the Lincoln's tomb and all that. Somehow we convinced the priest that we wanted to go to Riverview in Chicago in a Sox game. And we did. They let us go.
Hmm.
Well, we had a great time, except when we're coming home, driving through Chicago, somehow another bus from another school was there, and sandwiches got thrown at each other. So we got back. The next day we had an assembly, and I don't know where they go to for their trip anymore, but I know it wasn't going to be to Chicago anymore for a while.
So did you participate in the sandwich? Did you participate in the sandwich throwing?
No, I was on the wrong side of the bus.
Oh.
Okay. Luckily.
Okay. Did you get hit with a sandwich?
No, they were just throwing me. Wow. You know, those little windows, how they open hardly at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we did have a good time at Riverview, and we had a good time at the Sox Park. But
yeah,
it was a little different.
I guess. Hey, Bill, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye.
Flashback Friday, senior year memories, funny things that happened, senior trip, throwing sandwiches out of the bus. Changing the numbers on a dedication sign, reassembling cars on top of the school roof. I mean, 10:31. Hey, Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Well, I haven't got anything interesting like that. I'm just thinking about the problems of my actual graduation ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I was on crutches, having cerebral palsy, and my brother had decided to put hairspray on my head for the graduation, and I couldn't keep the hat on, or whatever they call that.
Yes.
So I had people picking up the hat because I couldn't do it myself. And so as I'm crossing for the graduation, the hat falls off again, and I felt good because the rest of the class applauded me. Because it was a tradition to applaud the special ed graduates.
Okay.
But I still haven't figured out whether they were happy that I was graduating or happy that they would never see me again.
Or that your cap stayed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't stay on.
Yeah, it wouldn't stay on. But so did you finally get it on, or did you just have to forget it?
I just forgot it.
Yeah.
One teacher picked it up and handed it to the person behind me.
Oh, okay. All right.
And she carried it during the time.
Yeah. So they all toss them in the air at the end?
No.
No? Just turn the tassel.
It's too hot there.
Yeah, too hot. Now, where was that at, Carl?
Wakanda, Illinois.
Okay. All right.
1976.
76, class of 76, bicentennial class. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Phone lines open, 356-9397, things like that. Senior trip, senior memories, senior year of high school, always a lot of fun. You can email us, talk@wdws.com. Text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Michael Kaiser's here with the news.
What's up, Brian?
You have any quick thing here?
Senior trip was interesting. 2001 class at Pena High School. That's where I grew up and where most of my family still is. Actually, all of them are there and within 10 or 15 minutes anyway. And I'd made it a last-minute decision to go on the senior trip to Disney World, which cost me several hundred dollars to go on it. And I had a savings account. If I had to do it over again, I probably wouldn't have gone because when you get older, you start thinking, let's save some money. Don't blow money on things you don't need to. Because I had been to Disney with my parents before, and I didn't really need to go again, and I've gone again since. But the last day there at Disney, we were riding Space Mountain over and over again. It was at nighttime. It was a weeknight, so nobody was on it. At the end, one of our buddies, you could fit like six to a car. One of our buddies was having like halfway hanging out of it underneath the bar that holds you down, and he got out during. It's an indoor roller coaster. I don't know if you've been on it or not, but it's an indoor roller coaster, Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom at Disney, and he got out and walked down the steps off the roller coaster. It was one that was going up slowly up an incline. And so we went back in and found out where he was. We told Disney security what happened, and they're like, are you guys okay? You guys want to ride again? I want to make sure we're okay. And then in the 10 minutes we left, we were going home back to Pena. Security were called because somebody had an anxiety attack because it was indoors and dark, and they suddenly thought we planned the whole thing. They thought it was a prank, and the other five of us had nothing to do with what he was doing. I don't know what he was really doing. The cops were called. Yeah. They were going to leave us there, and I was campaigning for them to leave us there because, like, my aunt lives 35 minutes away.
Oh.
By Orlando. I was like, sure, leave us there. So I'm like, I didn't do anything. My parents weren't happy, but I ended up getting lumped together with five other guys, yeah. And Disney wasn't happy with us. And
don't you
so,
hate that? Yeah. Getting lumped is not a good thing.
No, it's not. It's wrong place at the wrong place. We were just riding to Space Mountain. And yeah. So
My mom wasn't happy that I went to begin with, and then that happened at the end of the trip, so she really wasn't happy. So.
All right, let's get to the news, and then we will get back to our open phone calls here on Flashback Friday, senior year trips, pranks, memories. Do all that next after the news. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 on a Flashback Friday. We always do this the last hour of the last Friday of the month. And that is today, by the way, because June 1 is next Friday. 356-9397 on the phone lines. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Talking about your senior year, I do remember there was a Unity. We had a senior wall, and only the seniors could stand there. And everybody knew who the seniors were, so it was senior wall. I mean, it was right in front of where the concession stand little thing went up that they sold stuff in, student council did. All right, let's go to Victor. Hey, Victor, good morning.
Good morning. I'm talking to you in car phone.
Okay.
You're talking about, some of the fellows are talking about high school graduation. I graduated in 1944. There were only about 15 people in my class, little school, Doris, Illinois. And of the boys that graduated, one was shot up in Germany, one died in Germany, and one was a prisoner of war out of about seven or eight boys. That was World War II.
Yeah.
I was in the Marine Corps, and nothing happened to me.
Hmm.
That's my name is Vic Holliday. That's and I'm 91. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I know that was, quite a time back then. Anytime in the middle of a war, that obviously had to be you knew right after graduation you might be, going, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Victor. Thank you.
Yes. I can't hear you on my phone. I will have to say goodbye.
All right. Hey, thank you, Victor. Appreciate the phone call, 356-9397. Anything about your senior year in high school? Any memories of that? What stands out to you? What you remember now all these years later? Got an email in, says, my senior year, the National Honor Society came to my class, gave me my gold rope and candle. We walked out of the room, and everyone blew out their candle, and the sponsoring teacher said, everyone back to class. I'm 99% sure she wanted to keep the ceremony solemn, so I was put last on the list. Thinking back, they made a wise decision. That's from Bill. And another email in says, went to high school graduation at Farmer City. Says, I'm 82, went to the country school, all students in one room, one teacher, 27 students, nine of them my siblings. And then it says Moore High School, 1953, 14 boys, 12 girls, small classes then. All right, so there you go. Let's go to Stan. Hey, Stan, good morning.
Hey, Brian, good morning. This is out of my memory bank from when I was a kid. It's not really what you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who Jackie Robinson is, right?
Oh, yeah.
And Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back in Jackie Robinson's day, when he refused to stand for the national anthem, even as racist as it was then, it wasn't made a big deal of by the government. Today, our government is so racist that they're making a big deal out of a freedom of speech issue, that if we had anything close to a Supreme Court that was able to read the Constitution, they would throw this thing out so fast it'd make your head swim.
So no high school memory for me, huh?
Well, in the early 50s, when Jackie Robinson refused to stand for the Constitution, I was just starting grade school.
Oh, okay.
A high school memory that I have, I can give you, I thought I was going to die when we went up to Starved Rock. Because back then, our high school trip was to Starved Rock, and to climb up on the rock, you had to climb a vertical ladder.
Yeah.
Rather than the stairs that they have now. And I have a little problem with heights anyway, but by the time I got to the top of the rock, I was hyperventilating so bad that I literally couldn't walk.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And you had to come back down the same way you got up because there was only one way up and one way down.
Yeah, so all that's still up there, I guess, right? That Starved Rock, I would assume.
Oh, yeah, but that now they've got stairs that you climb.
That's right.
You don't have to go up the face of the rock on that ladder-like thing.
Yeah.
It was steel rods drilled into the rock.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of people thought I was going to die.
Well, that'd be pretty scary for me too. It's a little safer now, I think.
It's a whole lot safer.
Yeah.
It's because of guys like me that get hyperventilated when they get up in high places.
I hear you. Thank you, Stan.
Yep. Bye.
Appreciate it. 356-9397 is the phone number. Got some open lines at the moment here. 1045. If you'd like to jump in, you can pitch in on this conversation. It is interesting what you get into that last couple of days of being in high school and – you know, you're feeling pretty liberated at that point. And I know at our, and I think it's true most everywhere, seniors get out, what, a few days early? Seems like. You know, that's one of the perks. You're just done early. You get to leave, and that's a great feeling when everybody else is still in school and you're out. So I do remember that. I'm trying to think of what else. I know senior year our basketball team was really, really good, made it to the Sweet 16. So that was a really good memory. Had a lot of guys on the team that were in my class that made a great run through the IHSA tournament. Didn't quite get to the hall at the time, but certainly had a great year that year. All right, we're at 1046. We stand at, is it really 85 degrees already? Wow, it's warmed up a lot. You can join us, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more of this Flashback Friday in just a moment here as we take a break. Back after this. All right. I don't know. Has Alice Cooper ever been on Penny for Your Thoughts? That might be a first. Oh, my goodness. All right. School's out. Graduation. Senior day. That's our topic today on Flashback Friday. Any senior trips you guys went on, do you remember in particular? Had a couple of funny ones from earlier if you want to share those. It's kind of a broader topic today as opposed to one specific thing, but it can be on multi-levels. So if you have something you want to throw into the mix here, get a few minutes left here, about 10 minutes left before the top of the hour, 356-9397. And you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and you can email us at talk@wdws.com. Another note about that senior day and a car being reassembled on top of the roof of the school building. Was that more common than we realize? Must have been. All right, any of those you want to throw in here as we work our way through this as we head for Memorial Day weekend? Feel free to add those to our list that we have running here this hour on a Flashback Friday. We do this every Friday, second hour, and we'll have another one at the end of June, and we'll let you know what that is when we get to it. 356-9397, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, and you can email us talk@wdws.com. Another thing I found along the way here, talking about 1968, if you graduated in 1968, you probably remember some of this. And how things have changed in the last 50 years. You had to go to the bank to get cash. First ATM came out in 1969. No ratings for movies if you graduated as a senior in 1968. They came out with G, M, R, and X in 1968. I don't know how many of you got married right after graduation or right after your senior year, but the median age for getting married 50 years ago was 20 for women, 23 for men. Today it's 27 for women and 29 for men. Of course, this is the coming up here, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, who was running for president. No Secret Service for presidential candidates if you happen to graduate in 1968. Also, cars had to have seatbelts in them in 1968, but you were not required to use them. That was the biggest difference from 50 years ago. How about this? If you graduated 50 years ago as a senior, 911 established in 1968. Had not been used as an area code. That's why they made it the emergency number, 911. Let's see what else has changed. There was no EPA if you graduated as a senior in 1968. EPA was formed in 1970. There was no mass marketing of bottled water. You drank it right from the tap, right? If you graduated in 1968. No mass marketing of bottled water until 1977. Let's see here. Soda cans had pull tabs if you graduated in 1968. If you graduated 50 years ago or before, cigarette ads ran on television until September of 1970. And growing up, and I remember these, you had playgrounds with your hot metal slides. Remember how hot those things used to get? Teeter totters. And tire swings with spiders in them. Some of the things if you graduated as a senior 50 years ago. Let's go to Diane here at 1054. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome.
Got a little story on Randy Blackman.
Oh, okay.
Are you still taking those?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I hope Randy's listening. I remember when Randy came to work at Urbana High School.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quite young then and not married yet to Ann. We ran the driver ed program as well as PE at that time out of the athletic office. And I remember Randy was teaching driver ed. And one day, well, this would have been after 1988, before 1990, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. A student came into the office after the bell had rang and it was time to start the driving. And he said, my teacher's not here. And I said, have you've been out to the car? The student said, yes. And I said, well, who is your teacher? And they said, oh, I don't know. A lot of the kids didn't know back then who their teacher was. They were so excited about driving. But finally, I found the schedule, and the student was scheduled to drive with Randy Blackman.
Hmm.
And I thought that was rather unusual because Randy was always on time and ready to go. And so I said, well, go back out to the car and check. And so the student went out, and he came back in. He said, nope. He said, there's no teacher out there. So I went with him because the driver ed cars were parked right there close to the entrance in the athletic department. And sure enough, Randy was there by one of the cars.
Hmm.
And I said, well, there's your instructor right there. That's Mr. Blackman. And I guess what had happened was Randy looked so young back then. And the student thought that it was another student.
So he just assumed that he wasn't there.
That's right.
Wow.
And I'm sure Randy will remember that. If he hears this story.
Wow.
Anyway, he's a great guy. and I want to congratulate him on his retirement. He was, I think, probably the only teacher that I can remember where I saw a teacher hired and worked through all those years with the students and loved them. He loved them so much, every one of them. He treated them all with respect. He was a great soccer coach. And, oh, one more quick story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but about less than a minute, but go ahead, yeah.
Okay. I had M&Ms stashed in my drawer. And on stressful days, I would partake of a few of those. And occasionally, Randy would come in the office, and he might seem a bit stressed, too. So I offered him a handful of them, and we'd chat a little bit. It got so we called them our stress tabs, and we began to take turns replenishing the supply. So I'm sure he'll remember that story, too.
I'm sure he will. Hey, those are great memories, Diane. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. And Memorial Day weekend is ahead. Again, we want to pay tribute to those who gave their lives for our country. We've had a few guests on this week, I think, that just kind of spotlighted some of that and got a lot of good feedback on that as we head for the Memorial Day weekend. I will not be here Monday. We will not have a show Monday. It'll be special programming on Memorial Day itself. And I'll be back on Tuesday with the next edition of Penny for Your Thoughts. We trust you enjoyed everything today, had a lot of great memories there with high school and that senior year. We'll do it again, another Flashback Friday in a month at the end of June. My thanks to Jim Lewis. Thanks to everybody else that pitched in on the show today. A lot of fun. Appreciate Randy Blackman coming by as well and visiting with us upon his retirement from Urbana High School. Thanks for all your phone calls, emails, and texts as always. Have a great weekend. Enjoy this nice, sunny, warm weather. Congratulations to all the graduates out there as that continues. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday on Penny for Your Thoughts, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. It's 11 o'clock.